Go to number nine.
Next item on the agenda, Sarah Carneal, 10-0686.
Ms. Carneal is requesting authorization to construct a 12-foot wide by 85-foot long riprap breakwater with 156 cubic yards of sand placed landward of the breakwater to beach nourishment.
Mr. Holland, just a minute. Let's see, one, two, three. You got
your corn, don't you?
Let me see, one, two. No.
No, you don't. Okay.
Wait just a second, please. I'm sorry, Chip. No,
that's fine. They're also requesting authorization to construct a 50-foot-long vinyl groin adjacent to a property situated along the Pankatank River in Middlesex County. The project requires both subaqueous permit and a coastal primary sand dunes and beaches permit. Arrow marks the project site. It's located along the Pankatank River, along this point of land called Glebe Point. This is Wilton Creek back here for reference. This is the Route 3 bridge, Stingray Point in Middlesex County, and this is Pankatank. Closer view of topographic map. Project is located here, again, along Glebe Neck. On the western side of Glebe Neck is Wilton Creek, and on the eastern side is the Pankatank River. There is a high, steep bluff along this shoreline. This 2009 aerial photo of the project site. A little bit closer view. Shoreline consists of a sandy beach and a sandy subtidal substrate. There is a steep vegetated 30 to 40 foot high bank located landward of the beach. Interestingly, the residence is located at the base of the bank along the beach. You can kind of make out the roof right here. Other shoreline protection structures along the east side of Glebe Neck include riprap revetments, bulkheads, a few breakwaters, and I noted one groin along the shoreline. The agent has actually counted some more. Plan view drawing. Basically, they're wanting to construct this 12 foot wide by 85 foot long breakwater. It's a low breakwater. It's really kind of in between a breakwater and a sill. She refers to it as a sill here. And also this 50 foot long groin, vinyl groin. They are proposing beach nourishment landward. The proposed groin will impact approximately 10 square feet of jurisdictional beach and approximately 40 square feet of state-owned submerged land. The breakwater is located entirely on state-owned submerged land. Middlesex County has not yet adopted the Coastal Primary Sand Dunes and Beaches Ordinance. As a result, the commission is charged with acting as the local Dunes and Beaches Board. Only the groin portion of this project will require a coastal primary sand dunes and beaches permit, since the breakwater is channelward of mean low water, and since beach nourishment is allowed without a permit under the dunes and beaches law. Cross-sectional drawings of both the vinyl groin, which is located here, kind of hard to see the shading, but it does slope down to mean low water at approximately a 10-to-1 slope. And also the cross-section of the riprap breakwater has an elevation of approximately plus one above mean high water and a 12-foot base width with the nourishment and plantings landward of that. The ground shot from the steps leading down to the residence and the project site. The breakwater is proposed on the left-hand side of the pier in this area. You can see two stakes marking the southern end of the structure. The groin is located off the shot to the right. In their report dated August 14th this year, VEM states the sill breakwater is the preferred shoreline stabilization method at this site. They question the need for the proposed groin and state that it may interrupt the limited sediment transport along this shoreline. They do recommend the construction of the sill and breakwater in lieu of the groin if additional protection is necessary where the groin is proposed. I'm standing on the pier looking back at the residence and the beach and the project site. This is, again, is the southern limit of the proposed breakwater. It would extend out in this direction, basically in front of the house. The groin is located in this area over here. I've got a better shot of it. In their report dated July 30th of this year, Department of Conservation and Recreation states that they do not anticipate the project will adversely affect any of their programs. They did note the applicability of Chesapeake Bay Act. They noted the project must comply with the Virginia Erosion and Sediment Control Handbook and the Virginia Stormwater Management Regulations. This project will not encroach on any public or privately leased oyster planting ground. And no comments were received in response to the public notice, and neither adjoining property owners has indicated any objection to the project. This is the northern end of the breakwater structure marked by these two PVC poles. You can see the house is right down on the beach. Again, those are the southern limits of the breakwater. I'm back on the pier looking over where the proposed 50-foot groin is located. This is a site which is just south of the project site and depicts breakwaters that appear to be providing adequate protection for the shoreline landward of those structures. See, there's a total of looks like four breakwaters there. Seem to be doing a pretty good job, and that's maybe a quarter mile south of the project site. This is a groin located about another quarter mile, so about a half mile down from the project site. It incorporates both a breakwater here and a long groin, and you can see how the long groin is affecting the literal drift of sand to the south along Glebe Point. The proposed breakwater is the preferred shoreline stabilization structure along this shoreline, and similar breakwaters are successfully maintaining a wide beach within a quarter mile of the project site. VIMS questioned the potential effectiveness of the proposed groin and stated it could adversely impact downdrift properties. A single groin located less than a half a mile from the site appears to have adversely affected sediment transport and may be exacerbating erosion on downdrift properties. Based on this, staff is reluctant to recommend approval of the groin at this location. As an alternative, we would certainly be willing to entertain a new permit or even a permit modification for a second breakwater or sill at the site of the proposed groin. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2-1403-10B and 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the breakwater and beach nourishment, but we are compelled to recommend denial of the proposed groin. We also recommend a royalty of $100 for the encroachment of the beach nourishment sand on 2,000 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of 5 cents per square foot. Should the commission determine the groin is acceptable, we would recommend a royalty of 50 cents per square foot for its encroachment on state-owned submerged land.
Any questions of Mr. Neikert? Mr. Schick.
If we were to consider the groin, would you suggest that it be backfilled with sand?
Yes. That it.
And would that be additional encroachment on state bottom at 5 cents a?
Yes. Okay. And it would probably need on the order of 40 or 50 cubic yards of sand. There is not a tremendous amount of sand moving along this shoreline.
Further questions? Thank you, Chip.
The half mile south site that appears to be adversely affected by sediment transport, that groin, you don't have a picture of that, or
yes, I do. That's this groin located right here.
Right.
And I didn't measure it, but based on this scale bar of 125 feet, it's probably a 100-foot groin.
Yeah.
Mr. Tiger?
So follow-up question is, where is that adverse impact? You know, is it right?
This sand would be moving along here and would presumably have a little bit wider beach in front of this property here. There's no scoured-out area landward of it, but I didn't go down to look and see what the bank condition was there.
Okay.
Any further questions? Thank you, Chip. Is the applicant here or represented? Good morning.
Good morning.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Can you state your name for the record, please?
Michelle Meredith. I'm the agent for Mrs. Carnell.
Good to have you here.
Thank you. I actually do have a picture of the groin that's about a half a mile down the river. This groin and this breakwater are both on the same property.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mr. and Mrs. Sawyer's property. Mm-hmm. When Mrs. Carnell, my husband is the contractor for this job, when she came to us about 6 months ago, she is very environmentally friendly, so her first option, what she wanted to do, was core log. I'm like, there's no way with the amount of fetch that she has in front of this property that a core log is going to stay there for longer than a month. So our next recommendation were the breakwaters, and she really liked the idea. She doesn't really like the hardscapes of it, mm-hmm. but we explained that it was the most protective option that she had. And once we started talking dollar figures with her, it came to a point that, well, I want to protect my house first and foremost, and my second option is protecting the property on the other side of the pier. So we said, well, you know, instead of doing two breakwaters, possibly we could put in a little groin. And she said, yes, down at the Sawyers, they've done exactly both of those applications. I like the way they work. So I said, well, take me down there and let's see what's going on. So we went down to the Sawyers, and I saw that there was a groin. I did some research. They were permitted to do a 30-foot groin in that area, whether it's 30 feet or not, I don't recall. But I did notice that on the other side of their groin, there is a huge amount of sediment that hasn't been transported to the other property. I think it's LaBeouf who's next door to them. With that being said, though, LaBeouf's property has a vinyl seawall. So there's no riprap, there's nothing there. Unlike next door to Mrs. Carnell, the southern portion of her property, it's nothing but riprap for the next two properties. And I think each property is well over 200 feet each. So I don't think there would be such the adverse effect as it is down at the Sawyers, as there is riprap right next to her property. She does have two downed trees in this area, so she's starting to lose a bit of vegetation, and so that's why she wants something there, but she didn't want to have to spend the amount of money that a breakwater costs. She said, I will, to the effect that my house is right here on the edge of the water. I want to protect that, but she didn't want to go for two breakwaters out in front of her.
Okay.
She has lost about 6 inches of sand underneath her pier steps. She has a set of steps coming off both sides. And the pier's within 5 or 6 years old. It's not very old, but it has lost about 6 inches of sand from underneath it. So she's hoping that putting the groin where we have it designed will help build that sand up just enough to keep her. I mean, she's putting concrete blocks underneath her steps to keep them from collapsing down.
Okay. Any questions, members of the commission?
Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Just one question. I'm looking at the revision dated 6/28/10 in the application for the low-profile construction. Can you tell me how high the bulkhead is? I'm just trying to read your diagram.
It's not very high at all.
Your groin. I said bulkhead, but I meant groin.
Out in this area, it's not even 2 feet of water, 2 to 3 feet, very similar to where the breakwater is. The breakwater is 53 feet out, so this is not even 2 feet high.
So those heights where it says 8 inches, 14 inches, 18 inches on the diagram, those are the actual
yes.
heights of the structure?
Yes.
Above the bottom?
Yes.
Onto the thing.
Further questions? Thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone else here in support of the project? Is there anyone here in opposition to the project? There seeing none, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
Commissioner?
Mr. Schiff.
Yeah. Can I see, I guess... Do we have a picture of the next-door neighbor where she was talking about the riprap was?
Yes, we do. This is a portion of the revetment that she's referring to.
Mm-hmm.
The revetment, I believe, continues to about right here. I believe their revetment continues to about right here, and the groin would be located in this area here.
It's about 80. Their riprap goes right up to their property line.
Further questions? Matters before the commission.
I move that we approve the project and also the groin with staff recommendation of replenishing sand behind the groin with the additional royalties that would be associated with
it. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to support the motion. I'm hesitant to depart from the VIMS recommendation and staff recommendation to include the groin, but looking at the specific details in the plan, it does appear to be a very low-profile structure, and I think with the additional mitigative requests that the maker of the motion has made, I'll be able to accept it.
Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much, ma'am.